Good morning, church. It's good to see you today. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, let us never take that for granted, that we have the freedom to come here to peaceably assemble and to worship in the name of Jesus. So Father God, we thank you for that freedom and the opportunity that we have chosen to be here this morning. Father, we know that we have made the right decision. So Father, as we come to you now, we begin to worship. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, help us to lay aside every single weight, everything that would be hindering us from coming to you in spirit and in truth. And let us be able to just come to you that way completely. In Jesus' name, amen.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command and all stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with good. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care, that man can be, thou God art present there.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Verse 3 speaks to me this week and says, and clouds arise and tempests blow by order from his throne. There is nothing that happens here on this earth without God saying so first. He controls it all. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in your care, and everywhere that man can be, God is present there.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, hallelujah.
Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthem spring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Do you read anywhere in those words where you can get disgusted with life and just curse God and die? That's not an option. When things are going good, we praise Him. When things are going bad, we praise Him also.
Amen.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.
Birds in the sky sing their songs to you. Trees in the fields lift their arms to you. I want to sing and I want to lift my arms to you. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you. I want to praise you, Lord. Birds in the sky sing their songs to you. Trees in the fields lift their arms to you. I want to sing and I want to lift my arms to you. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. Learn to seek your face, knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you. I want to praise you, Lord.
Amen. Isn't that a beautiful song?
Amen.
By thy name.
sitting there thinking about the times and when Jesus was walking here on this earth, and he went down to the water to be baptized by John the Baptist. He went down, he came up, and then the people heard, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That wasn't the last time. There was other times when Jesus said, "Father, I glorify your name." And the Father responded back, I have glorified you. And the people are looking around and they're just thinking, what is going on? And that's what this is about here. Glorify thy name in all the earth, the entire Godhead. Let's sing that again.
Father, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Spirit, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify the Lord. Sometimes mid seas of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by waters still or troubled sea, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful power I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace a victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for leadeth thee.
Amen.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see. But His word will still remain, and He will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but His word will still remain, and He will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
Thank you, Lord.
This song was born out of adversity. And you think back, everybody's having some kind of problem in their life. But no matter how hard that hammer hits you, whether it's a soft hit or something, you feel like your chest just got crushed. God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Father God, I lift my voice in praise to Thee. Father God, my hands I humbly raise to Thee. For Thy mighty power and love amazes me, as I stand in awe and worship, Father. Thank you. I stand in awe and worship, Father God. Father God, lift my voice in praise to Thee. Father God, my hands I humbly raise to Thee. For Thy mighty power and love amazes me, amazes me. As I stand in awe and worship, Father God.
And it's such a sweet thing to be able to sit there and just praise God. To close your eyes and to focus on Him. Let's continue it.
Now is the time. Now is the time. To worship You, Father, in spirit. In truth, now is the time. Now is the time to worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. I praise You, Lord. I praise You, Lord, and worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. I praise You, Lord. I praise You, Lord, and worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord, and worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord. Worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. Now is the time, now is the time to worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. Now is the time, now is the time to worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. I praise You, Lord. I praise You, Lord, and worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. I praise You, Lord. I praise You, Lord, and worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord. Worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord. And worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and we worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. Now is the time, now is the time to worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. Now is the time, now is the time to worship You, Father, in spirit and in truth. will praise Him. I will praise Him. I will serve 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 Him. He's my Savior. 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 He is worthy. 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 Lord, we love you. 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 Lord, we love you.
The Lord would have us not to be discouraged, but to hold fast to the truth that we have. For if you would open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, you would see that there is a huge, huge battle going on. I pray that the Lord would open our eyes, for we have our feet planted on the rock, and we have the truth. But there is great deception, and it is battering all of us, causing us to want to get discouraged or to give up, causing us to want to just be a pew warmer, causing us to want to take a back seat and just go on a ride. And there is a huge battle going on, and the Lord wants us to hang on to the truth, cling to the truth. And we have the truth. Jesus is the truth, and He is the one who has already won the victory. And we are not to give up at all, but hang on to Him. And as we cling to the Lord, we will prevail. We will have the victory. We already have the victory, but there is great deception that would make us feel that we don't have the victory and that would make us want to give up. And so hang on to Jesus. Focus on Him, and the victory will be manifested in our lives.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. Thank You for speaking to us. Thank You for helping us to lean on Jesus. Lean on Jesus. Have confidence in Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask You, let this prayer come before Thee today as an incense, and the lifting up of our hands as the evening sacrifice. David used to say, I always set the Lord before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. He is a keeper and the shade on our right hand. He will not suffer foot to be moved, and He that keepeth us will not slumber. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy He has begotten us. unto a lovely hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. O Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. And it is the day that we're going to celebrate Jesus. Celebrate. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord and Savior of our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He laid down his life for his friends. Lord, we appreciate what you've done. Oh, Lord, we are grateful. And we are excited for what we have in Christ Jesus. We are excited. Hallelujah. With Him we live and move and have a being. He is our source. He is everything to us. Hallelujah. He's everything to us. We came to seek and save that which was lost. He did not come to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Magnify the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and made himself of no reputation, taking upon himself the form of a servant, he became in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death at the cross. Hallelujah. And God high exalted him, and he gave him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not like the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. He is also Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is the God that shall supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He is our Son and our shield. He will give us grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord also, He is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We shall not want financially. We shall not want spiritually. We shall not want physically. And in every area of our lives, He is the Lord, is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Hallelujah. He has provided many things in our lives. He has blessed each and every one of us all the time. And now is the time to give out of what He has given us. As we are about to receive this offering, let us give to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are determined to give more and more to the work of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing this offering that we're about to receive. Bless it, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And your name be glorified in this body of believers, and those who listen to us, and those who watch us over the internet. We pray for many blessings upon them. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we are excited to be connected with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for many blessings in this body of believers. We pray, O Lord, that your Holy Spirit will move in such a mighty way. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Thank you, Father, for giving him freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. And we are excited, O Lord, serving you. O Lord, and we are going to praise the name of Jesus. We're going to love the name of Jesus. And we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Take a few minutes for testimonies. I have lots of testimonies this morning. First of all, I've been a little slack in getting into the gym for the last 3 months, and I hit the gym this week. That means Monday through Friday. Now, I was sore on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, but I'm not sore today. I even went on a bike ride with Mickey back there, and I think we did, I don't know, how many miles do you think we did? 14 miles, and we did that in 1 hour, and those guys had mercy on me, so that was nice. It's no fun riding way in the back, but with all that, I'm surprised that I'm feeling so good this morning. And so that's a blessing. And I had this instance. Well, we've been living in our house for 20 years. And in the last 3 months, I noticed that my towels are all musty smelling. And my wife's, she's on the ball when it comes to laundry. And so I'm thinking, and we're on city water. And so I keep telling her, man, these towels are musty smelling, you know. And so we put stuff in the cabinets and we got baking soda. I mean, we got a big bag of baking soda like that. We're putting it in the laundry. And so after a couple months, I'm believing that the city is messing with our water supply and adding some kind of chemicals that are, you know, doing this. And so, you know, I mean, I could go to wash dishes, pull a clean dish rag out, and I could smell that musty smell. And that's right, I do dishes sometimes. And so I'm pretty convinced in my mind that they're adding something to our water supply. Well, I got a call during the week, and this lady needs her house plastered. And so I went to meet her on Saturday morning. And I had a appointment with her to look at her house, and she told me this. She said, the lady that I go to the gym with, her son is a plastering contractor. And I said, oh, okay, well, what's the name? The name is Smith. Well, that's my biggest competitor. And so she says, I said, well, why did you call me? Well, I don't like to do business with friends, you know, is what she said. And but I believe that God laid it on her heart to look us up. You know what I mean? And that's the way it goes for me all the time. And I know it's the hand of God. I know God moves that way. And so anyway, when I go to talk to this lady about her house and measure it up, I'm telling her, man, I'm having this problem with these towels of mine that are musty. And she says, yeah, well, you know, do you have an HE washer? And I said, yeah. Okay, so she told me that it's the washing machine, and you have to get some stuff called smelly washer and put in there. But the reason I share that, I believe God blessed me by finding that out, because I was really getting tired of that. Nothing like grabbing a musty towel after a shower. But it goes to show that, you know, I was pretty convinced in my mind that it was the water supply being messed with. But it was those high efficiency washers. You got to use this cleaning agent, and so we learned something new. So not everything is a conspiracy. So anyway, I believe that we're going to be able to get that job, and God is always working with me and showing me himself through my business. And we bid another job, and the guy called me and he said, you're way higher than this other guy, But I don't know if he figured the interior work. And so I said, well, I figured it. So he said, I'll call you back and see. It's a dog kennel inside. And so he called me back later and he says, yeah, he didn't figure the interior work, so he dropped his price. So you refigure. So I refigured, took out the kennels and gave him my price. He says, well, you're still $2,000 higher, but you got the job. And we get that over and over and over. But that's just God's hand. And that's all there is to it. God's hand blessing us, blessing us, blessing us. So, okay, I know my testimony time is over. Lois and then Irene.
Good morning. Well, I do have a testimony today. It's actually not about me, but it is about me in a way. We have a friend. She used to be part of this church, and she still is in support, called Nadine Walby. And Nadine and her husband worked with Pastor John and Ina and the other rest of the crew for many years. And then she became so ill she couldn't attend anymore. So I've been helping her. I was helping both of them when her husband was alive. But now I take her to the doctors and stuff. She has about 9 doctors. And I have been telling her for 22 years that God wanted her healed. And I believe that because one night I was coming to a prayer meeting. I was coming to, the Bible study on a Wednesday night, and the Lord spoke to me very clearly in the car. He said, I don't want you to go tonight. I was really surprised. He said, I want you to stop at Nadine's and pray for her because I want to heal her. So I told her this 22 years ago, and she she tried to believe it. She wanted to believe it, but she couldn't believe it. And she wouldn't believe it. She was very stubborn. So anyway, she has a lot of things wrong with her due to some bad surgery a doctor did to her. And that cannot be reversed. And she's been to Mayo Clinic and everything else, and nothing could be done for her. So she's suffered tremendously. And she can't eat. She's in constant pain, has arthritis, all these things. So whenever I pick her up to take her to the doctor, I hear a recitation of every single pain, every single ache, every single, thing that's wrong with her. And I tell her, Nadine, if you don't stop doing that and start praising God and start thanking Him for your healing, then it's going to take a lot longer because God can't work in unbelief. He just can't. And even Jesus said in his hometown, they were so full of unbelief that he could do little there. He couldn't hardly heal people there because of the unbelief that was weighing the air down, the atmosphere. So anyway, Nadine recently had to have a toe amputated because it was causing her extreme pain. And it was the toe next to the big toe. So it wasn't something she needs for balance. And, so she got the surgery done. Dr. Junglis is a very good orthopedic surgeon. He's very kind, and she really likes him. So she went and had it done, and it was clean. And it was for 3 weeks she had to have the bandage on there because he went on vacation. And he wasn't back from vacation when she was supposed to have her post-op exam. So she asked me to undo it and take a look at it and make sure there was no infection in it because it was so long. And so I did, and it was a nice, neat suture line with about 4 sutures, 4 nylon sutures across there. So I went ahead and wrapped it back up again, and then 2 days later we went to the assistant physician that was going to take out the sutures. Well, I offered to take them out for her, which would have been better, but she didn't want to do that, so I let it go. And this assistant couldn't get the last suture out, and she was probing with her scissors, and the end of it was digging into her wound as she was screaming. And I said, stop it, whatever you're doing. I said, you don't need to do that to take out a suture. Well, she was very upset with me. So anyway, she quit, and she said, well, I hope I got it all. And she wrapped her foot back up in a very extremely fancy bandage. So she said she could take it off in 2 days. Well, she waited 2 days, and then I took it off for her. And I got a flashlight, and I looked carefully in between her toes, and I was just horrified, shocked. This assistant had opened up the wound so that it was separated, and of course 2 days it was healing on the edges, so it was just like this, and with raw flesh in the middle. So I called the doctor's office, and we couldn't get an appointment with surgeon, although he was back. So we got an appointment with another assistant. He looked at it, and he says, well, it looks a little weird, but it's okay. It'll heal. I don't see any reason to do anything with it. I said, well, that's not very satisfactory. You don't know that it's going to heal that well. It's wide open. And Nadine said, well, I want to see Dr. Junglis, and I absolutely want to see him. So he called downtown, and he said, well, he's downtown at the office. I said, good, we'll drive down there. So it's almost 5, and you know how the traffic is. But anyway, we got there, and he opened it up, and then he was just rubbing it and just, you know, cleaning it off and stuff. And I wondered, what are you doing? Well, then he said, well, there's nothing wrong. I don't see anything wrong. He says, I'm so proud of this. It's a beautiful surgery. And I said, well, let me see. And I jumped up and looked, and there was perfectly like baby pink skin. Didn't even have a suture line, and there was no scar. But it didn't even hit me at the time. I just looked at it and was puzzled. And I thought, well, he said, just some dry skin on there. So she wanted to go to dinner, so we went to Olive Garden. And I was just sitting there waiting. We were waiting for the waiter to come. And I kept picturing what I saw. And I looked at her and said, Nadine, God healed you. He did. He healed you. I said, that is impossible for it to go from what I saw yesterday to what it was today. That's impossible. God healed you. And she just was elated. She said, you're right, you're right. It must be, but she can't see, so she can't examine it herself. So she has to go by my report. And so I said, that's just marvelous. Now, aren't you encouraged? She said, yes, because I was telling her a couple days before about when I broke my ankle, and I was in so much pain all night that I just cried all night, but I cried praises to God and thanking him for healing me while I cried. And I told her that, and she said, I did it the night before. I said, well, see, now I said, all these years, God didn't answer my prayer because he wanted you to get some faith in you and reach out yourself and accept it and receive it. And you didn't receive it all these years. And you just recited your illnesses and set yourself up for tomorrow to be worse than today. And so anyway, she said, well, I did do it. I really did it with my heart. I said, and see what God did. Now, he has rewarded you. And the reason he didn't heal your whole body is because he wanted to get your faith growing. And now this will help you to think, to believe for more. So you keep doing the right thing. He's going to heal your whole body. I know it. Praise God.
Good morning. As you were talking about the rewards of the Lord in your business, Thomas, and the rewards of healing, I think that this refocusing on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, is almost a key of every day. And I do refocus every time, almost try to do it constantly, because every day there is an opportunity to see His face and His intervention in our life. And prayer is one of the ways, reading the Word is another way. But what happened, what I wanted to tell the testimony is because yesterday evening, I didn't even plan of that, but I was just asking the Lord and kind of meditating on the routine of life every single day. I mean, here we go every day with things you hear that going around and things in the family and concerns. And I was just thinking about that, and the Lord started speaking to me in such an unusual way. I started writing this down, and it came like a little poem. And I thought, well, where is it? I put it in my, okay, here it is. I wrote it down, and I thought I'm going just to read it to you. Because it's just a routine. It can be such a routine every single day. We just are stuck. And God doesn't want us to be stuck. He wants us to walk in the revelation of who He is. And it's exciting to know that, because it's eternity with Him. So this is what I wrote about life, and could say life in the earth right now, and also eternity. And that's what I said. I mean, that's what I was inspired to write. So day after day, and week after week, evening and morning, your life you receive. But even as a dreamer who do not realize in the wake of one day, it can be your last. This day, as you know it, the way as you live it, so oblivious of the time and is ending speeding. Have you ever considered how great is the gift your life on the earth? Each one is so unique, individually made, each one given a will to choose of God's mercies and really know Him. God's love and plan for us finally to be able to see the meaning of life given to us, eternal reality. So day after day and week after week, don't sleepwalk any longer. Wake up, begin to see that Jesus, God in the flesh, come to bring to us the only way to live in His eternal life. And I thought, well, this is part of what we read in the Word of God, but do we really know Him? As in Ephesians, I think it's the first chapter, says that we may know Him and the power of His resurrection. And this is the resurrection life of Jesus Church. So I just pray that everybody will have that revelation of that eternal life that Jesus give us each day, and to really don't think about each day as a day and day and morning after morning, and there's another week, and then before you know it's another month. But to have a perspective of how eternally valuable is this every day and what we do and how we receive from God. Amen? Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. We have a lot to be thankful for. I want to first praise God and thank Him for bringing a buyer to that house in Rushmore, almost like that, in this day and age. And it was very interesting. We had a monster prayer just before. The other funny thing is, I did something that when we were in real estate, we won awards all the time for creativity years ago. So in addition to the advertising for the realty office down in Rushmore, I ran an ad also, which they never heard of before. And in it, I included the website to watch a 5-minute video on the house. And nobody had ever heard of such a thing before. But for me, I was $88. So what? I felt like that would, because we took advantage of Diane's father's name, because everybody in the place knew him, you know, for 37 years. So we just used the Ed Baptiste name and his picture, and people were attracted to it. And they could watch a 5-minute video and send their friends to look at the house if they had somebody that wanted to move in there. So the whole huge Rossmore Realty, I don't know, it's 100 people there, they were amazed. And so was our agent. She said, nobody's ever done that for me before. But so we had a deadline to run the ad the next week. And I talked to the lady a week ago Friday by 10 o'clock. I said, well, the purpose of advertising is be consistent or don't do it at all. So run it again next week. But I'll tell you what's going to happen. We've had this big prayer. The house is going to sell this weekend anyway. And we both laughed. And it did. The very next day, we had to be there by 5 o'clock last Sunday. And if you remember what last Sunday was like, driving to the Bay Area, you don't want to do it. The rain and the fog and the trucks and the mist. But we weren't about to be there. I mean, not to be there by 5 o'clock, at which time the offer was no good, not invalid. Nor did we change anything we would like to have. But if you change anything, then it becomes invalid. So we were there. We signed it as is. It wasn't a good price particularly, but in this day and age, it was. It's a clean deal, subject to closing an escrow in Oregon, which is all set to go, be closed on the 22nd of this month, or November, and to be a clean deal. So, well, Diane, we will be out of that particular 3 or 4 month thing. We've been back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now we got to sell all that furniture somehow. So I'm going to run another ad. You know, if you want to look at some of your beautiful furniture, watch the video again. You see that if anybody's interested. Why, there's some really nice things down there. So that's worth a real blessing. The next blessing I want to tell you about is it's important to us as Christians, and particularly in this church, because we get out a lot of valuable things here for not that many people altogether. But there's a couple of old sayings. It's not how many, it's who. I hate to quote that. That's from Lennon, but it was true. It's not how many, it's who. And there's plenty of biblical things you could find as well. And there's another thing that George Washington said too. Truth will ultimately prevail if enough pain is taken to bring it to light. And that is beginning to happen too. So what I want to suggest to you is that as Christians, we're supposed to be out in the world. And we know that quite a few of us do that. But it's important to take advantage of technology and things as things move along. There was a time when they had the circuit riders, right? The preachers got on their horseback and covered the countryside by horse. Later, they took advantage of trains so they could see a lot more people. And then later, they took advantage of aircraft 100 years later to reach more people. So I want to suggest to each and every one of you that it's imperative that you get involved in social marketing, not so much to market, but to be in the social things that are growing like weed. For instance, Facebook is overtaking Google. Google was the king of the road. Well, they no longer are. Another couple of weeks, Facebook will have more members. And so why is that important to us as Christians? Well, John knows this, and so does Joe and some of the others. I've been working Facebook as my own personal ministry, as beginning to work. Oh, by the way, hello, Arlene, and some people in South America. My friend Arlene has become a fan. She even gave a compliment to the pastor, deservedly, and so forth. We've been friends for 12 years, and she's down in Argentina now, and she's getting some other people to watch. So little by little, what we have to do is reach out to the world and get people supporting the ministry financially as well from other places rather than just trying to do it here or with our old mailing list. We got to get new blood. And I'll tell you right now, there's a hunger, because those of you that know me or read what I write, I don't mince any words. And people are attracted to that. There's another thing in, whatever, any kind of leadership role. A leader always walks toward danger. The minute you do not walk toward danger, your followers dissipate. Whether it's a herd of wildebeest or no matter what it is. You know, you'll notice we have a pastor that always walks towards danger, and that's why we follow him, because he has courage and leadership ability. So always walk towards danger. But I urge you to take advantage of things like Facebook. It doesn't cost anything to join it. Yes, once in a while, there's some people might post a word or two that is not Christian. But you know what? You can try one time to educate them, and I've done that too. And the minute I do that, especially women, I get all kinds of mail back from them to say, thank God there's still men to stand up for women and for the purity of language that should be used around everybody, but most assuredly women. Again, just parenthetically, in my growing up days, well, 60 years ago or whatever, if a man used a bad word around a woman, he got one warning and then the nearest guy would deck him. Sorry, but that's the way it was. I watched my dad do it a couple times. But the people learned a lesson. They came back 3 weeks later and apologized and, you know, shook hands. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. Take advantage of these things, because if somebody's consistent, you just reach over to the right and hit the X and they're gone. So if somebody doesn't want to hear the word or uses a bad word or something like that, it's real simple. Nothing to it. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much. God bless each and every one of you. Bye.
We're going to be praying here and seeking the Lord. And I want to share this with you, that over the years, we've had some well-meaning people that have been saying, you know, that wanted to cut back on some expenses and, you know, do less of this and less of that. We are lean, but we are not retiring. We are at war. And I want to share this with you, that during the month of January through May, we were doing great financially in the ministry. We had every month we have our needs met. For 16 years, I have been battling to get my number one book up, Christian Dynamics. 16 years. And there was always something coming up. But in January of this year, I simply told Charles, I don't care what it takes, we're going to do it. We're going to grind this out. What we did, and we got the manuscript, and in June we started to release the book. Right now we have it in a in this form here of a binder. And at the same time, we're now printing it. I'm 41% finished printing. The minute we started this, releasing it, our finances went down. So let me speak to those of you that are around the world. And it's simply saying this. We appreciate you in September. A lot of you wrote to us, sent us a gift, and you took care of that month. But we need warriors. We want to fight. And we need to stand with us on a monthly basis. So please, if you would, consider that. We really, really appreciate this. Now, I want to share with you that I have been in combat for a long time. Spiritual combat. And, you know, when we started out in the ministry, we thought everybody was nice and so on. But in 1984, we were attacked by witches, homosexuals, and we had Christian Life Ministries in 1984 was destroyed. Well, the devil thought he had us out. Well, we simply regrouped. We came back with Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, and we had a tremendous building up on Auburn Boulevard. Well, the devil came after, and he simply divided it up. He had a church split. And again, the rug was taken out from under us, and we simply had to move. We couldn't pay the rent. And so the devil says, well, you know, that will finish you. Well, we moved to Madison, and we had a great time on Madison, actually better facilities. So again, a church split. 2001, we had to leave that place. In 2010, there was an attempt to split this church. And this time, having experience, knowing what the Holy Spirit told to do, the elders and the deacons nipped it in the bud, and that was destroyed. But then Satan attacked our finances. But we're going to roll that back, so we're going to pray for that. So we really need to pray hard that God will move. I want to share this with you. This came from Sweden. Somebody said, you know who a person is through your enemies. And this was given to me. They came in yesterday. And this is called Lunatics at EAEC. So now you know we are lunatics. And this guy here wrote this week, had a blog, and he simply said this, that, you know, I'm constantly working around the idiots, like people into astrology, biodynamics, homeopaths, and so on. And he simply said, you know, my taste buds are getting dull, looking at Rudolf Steiner, Ron Hubbard, or Adolf Hitler. And he said, then we went across this website. It's fresh. These are different lunatics. And he said, my taste bud just perked right up. And he said, I'm going to have a blog now. I'm going to, you know, expose these people. And so he simply, you know, tell us, you know, that we probably do not have more than three numbers, actually under 1,000 people and so on. And he went in there and did a, you know, just picked up snippets and just put us down into the tulips. And so I'm simply saying this, you know what, well, praise God, somebody is reading our website. So I want to say thank you to those of you in Sweden that think we are lunatics. And you know, there was a saying years ago, somebody said, you're a nut. And I said, yes, but I'm screwed on the right bolt, Jesus Christ. Amen. So thank you very much for noticing us. But let's talk about the oil for a few moments. Oil has been staying flat this week with a slight drop in price of 0.26 cents. So, Michael, you were good for 26 cents a barrel last week. So let's try to up that. So oil ended up at 81.41 per barrel. The war against the world government must continue through our prayers. God is able and willing to listen when we pray and to confound the devil and his followers. We must understand that the people in charge of this world do not want people to prosper. They want to siphon out our resources and making life miserable so that we are open to accept the world dictator in the future who will promise a better life in exchange for people taking the mark of the beast. So we're going to pray against that. And this is from Pamela. She's asking prayer for her granddaughter, Caitlin. She's scheduled for an operation to remove a what? Where did Pamela go? Oh, she's nursery duty. Okay. So it's some kind of a lump on her throat this Tuesday. We're going to pray for that. Let me say this before we pray here. Those of you watching us, if you have not purchased Christian Dynamics, please get a copy. It needs to go to different places. And you will find that this book, I consider this like an anti-tank missile. The devil has tanks coming up. This one here is powerful enough to shoot down any tank that the Satan will throw at you. And this will be a fantastic tool with a Bible as the Antichrist is coming on the scene. Get your copy. Well, let's do this. Let's have our people with prayer words come forward. And we could have a prayer time. Last week, you prayed for the finances. I'll let you praise God this week. Let me give you this number here to do so you're watching us because we asked people to pray overseas. That this morning we had enough money coming in. I simply told the people that are writing checks, I don't write checks, bring down a blank check, have it ready, And we can today write a check for $2,000 and finish the rent for October. So that is a big praise the Lord. So we want to praise God for that. And here's an oil minister. And let's see, Charles, you going to bring up David? Okay, come on up. And I'll let you pray for these people that call us lunatics. And I'll let you pray for him. So let's begin to pray for David then. So would you stand with us? Okay, David, we're going to pray for you, okay? My Heavenly Father, I just thank and praise you right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for touching this little boy. And I speak to the pancreas right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. And I command every spirit right now that is messing with him. In the name of Jesus, loose him right now. And we thank you, Father God, for healing this little boy. That he's going to be well in the future. And we thank you, we praise you for that now, Father God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, the pancreas is working. And that in time, he will not need the insulin. But instead, Father God, he'll be healed and be normal. And we thank you, we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we love you, David. You're a good boy. Okay.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you, Father God, that we had a, we were able to have a good time praising your name and worship and singing, and we thank you for that opportunity, Lord. And we thank you also for the people that were obedient to write down the words to those songs, that we can use them today to give you praise. And Father God, we thank you that the needs are met here financially at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And Lord, it is it's beautiful to be able to rely on you, that you will always take care of things that need to be done, Lord. And you tell us to ask and you shall receive. And so we are instructed to do our part by asking. So, Lord, we thank you for meeting the needs in October, and we thank you for meeting the needs in November and December. And, Lord, we just want to praise your name in advance that the rent is paid. It's going to be paid this next month. This is your place. You will finance it. Also, Lord, that the salaries need to be paid, the taxes need to be paid. You know the whole deal, Lord. We need to pay for copy machines and paper and telephone bills and on and on. I don't want to be missing anything. Whatever I missed, Lord, you know we need that paid for too. So we thank you for that in advance, and we know that you're going to handle it. And then, Lord, also want to lift up this coming Tuesday is Election Day in America. And I thank you, Father God, that we're going to be able to see the hand of the enemy broken, and that you're going to turn back time here in the United States. And you're going to give time for people to repent and come to Jesus. And that a lot of these criminals can be cast out, Lord, and we will have some righteous people in the land. And more than that, though, that the people would become righteous. Because, Lord, you give us leaders after our own heart. So we thank you for the heart of the people to change and the leadership to change in this country. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you, give you all the praise and honor and glory for today, Lord God. Thank you for the opportunity to stand here and to be a witness for you, Father God. And Lord, I just lift up the situation with November 2nd to on voting. And Lord, that I pray, God, that you will intervene in this land, in America, and that you will prevail, and your will be done with the situation and the people that are running for offices throughout America. And Lord God, that you will intervene and the right people will be put in place, that righteousness will stand in America. And Lord God, I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. Keeping my eyes upon you, Jesus, and we have the faith in America to move mountains, Lord God, is what we need right now in this time. And Lord God, I pray and ask you for help for me as a Christian, Lord God, to be able to need your strength, Lord, in my life, Lord, to where I walk as a better person, Father God. And as I walk with you, Father, and as I change my heart, and as I change my life, and I center myself around you, Father, that things will change in this world for the better. And Lord God, I just pray for the oil situation in America, that the prices will continually be lowered. And Father, that you are in charge, and that you are running the show in this world, and not the devil. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory. And I thank you, God, that I am a lunatic serving you and doing your will, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, you are the God that healeth us. You're the great physician. And we stand upon your word today. First, I want to lift up to you David Torrell. I want to lift him up to you also, Lord. And we not, according to the word of God, we're not in the ministry of management, disease management. And it's not going to be disease management, but it will be healing of this boy today, and we claim it, and we all come in one accord, according to the word of God. He says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, David Torrell is healed. And we stand upon the word today in the name of Jesus. And we're not going to be satisfied with disease management in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you beforehand, O Lord, for healing that little boy and giving him perfect health. We pray in the name of Jesus. Right now, we want to lift up to you, Kathleen. O Lord, Pamela's granddaughter. We lift her up to you, Lord, and we pray in the name of Jesus as we all agree together. We pray, O Lord, that it will be no operation. It will be no surgeon touching her. But it will be, O Lord, healing. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory, Lord, in that young girl's life right now, in the name of Jesus. We command the lamb to evaporate, to die and be evaporated and be taken out of him, out of her throat. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the God that healeth us, and you have a purpose that the mother will find, will realize it was God touching her. The father will realize. The rest of her relatives who are not saved will realize that there is a God in America who reigns, who is in the business of healing people, saving people, and giving them eternal life. And we pray today, O Lord, for victory there. We pray for complete healing, O Lord. O Lord, that also the medical profession will be, O Lord, realize that there is a God and it's not them. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and pray this in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen.
Father God, we lift up these people that are looking at our website at eaec.org, and we thank you, Lord, that they've noticed us. We thank you that they're reading And we hope they will do more investigating. And finally, the message that tells them of Jesus, that tells them of salvation, that will pierce their hearts, and that they will be finally convinced to come to you, Lord, and become one of us lunatics. Amen. Father God, we thank you that for the free advertising that they're giving us. We thank you because it's reaching people we couldn't reach, that we don't know about. And Father, we know that your word will not return to you void, and they're going to get plenty of that in that website. So Father, we thank you that you will use that to penetrate their hearts and to cause them to find Jesus and come to him and surrender their lives to him and become a Christian and a lover of peace and a lover of God. Father, we thank you that all your work will go forward, and this will not just die here, but will bring in many new people to Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the prayers that have gone up here. And we know that in faith they have been answered, and we will have results, Father God. And we thank you for today. Lord, I just thank you right now for touching everyone here, Lord, and those that are watching us now and later. And Father God, your Holy Spirit will give encouragement as people heard testimonies today of God working in our everyday lives. And when there is no way, you will make a way. And we thank you for that now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.